fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Saturday, May 29th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. I cannot believe that we still, underline, still have these rumors. We have a new batch of rumors that we are going to have a Nintendo Switch Pro. Some are even calling it the Super Nintendo Switch. But of course, you know, we're not 100% certain yet. But more leaks are pretty much trying to confirm what we already think is true. But that's just it. It's just more and more reports reporting the same thing. The 7-inch OLED screen, 720p output on the actual screen with a 4K upscaler if it's using the NVIDIA Ampere SoC with backwards compatibility, that would make total sense. You know, there's all that, which isn't new, but here's what is new. Supposedly, this is all going to be revealed before E3, which is in mid-June. This pre-E3 Nintendo Direct will include A, the reveal of the Switch Pro, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, and Metroid Prime 4. But you want me to pop your bubble real quick? If you can't even get game consoles that were announced last year, why? Oh, why do you think you have a prayer of getting this new Nintendo Switch? And you know what's even better? These things are going to be in short supply, right? And in the end, there are going to be no games that will specifically run on this upgraded hardware. And it's just that. It's just like the new 3DS, where it's just the same hardware but clocked higher, maybe on a slightly different architecture so that it can run smoother, but in the end it plays the exact same games as all the other Nintendo Switch titles. So yeah, it's great. It'd be a good upgrade if it weren't for the fact there is a global historic chip shortage that is even starting to affect literally everything that uses electricity in any way, shape, or form. So, I mean, I hate to pop everyone's bubble here, but oh good, it's going to be a Switch Pro, it's going to be amazing. You're not going to get it. I'm sorry, you're just not. It's supposed to come out in September, October, but spoiler alert, the chip shortage is not going to be over by then. We're not expecting to have it be over until June of 2022 at this rate. But, you know, I'm just a guy spouting, you know, facts. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.